The Be Do concept helps people understand their weaknesses so that they can overcome them and turn them into strengths. Learn how today on the Be Do Concept podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept podcast. Thanks for listening. This is episode number 20 on the podcast, where I help people learn the different be and do ways of thinking that can help you understand yourself and others so you can have better relationships and be able to help people in ways that will really make a difference, as well as helping you to be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. For those of you that are new to the podcast, be and do thinking are part of the model I created called the Be Do Concept. It helps people understand the spectrum between opposite ways people think. Everyone is somewhere on the spectrum, and the two ends are be and do thinking. They refer to whether you're more focused on who you are and how you're trying to be, or whether you're more focused on what results you're trying to get and what you're trying to do to accomplish them. I teach these extremes, be and do thinking, because there's a lot of superpowers that come with them, and you'll learn about some of those today. But most people are somewhere in the middle between these two different extremes. By learning how to think in these different ways, which is something you can learn, it can help you to develop the superpower strengths that we'll be talking about today. And it can also help you overcome some of the weaknesses that you may also struggle with. Before I jump in, I just want to give a quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. Please check with one of them before you make any life-altering decisions. But this concept came as inspiration and revelation to me in answer to my prayers, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. So let's get started. I definitely understand what it's like to deal with weaknesses. My way of thinking, as I've mentioned on multiple podcasts, is a more naturally do way of thinking. So I've had a lot of strengths that come from being able to think in this do way, but everything related to be thinking has been really hard. It's been a struggle. I've been trying to write a story and my book, it's been a really, really long time. And I know other people don't have the same problem I do in being able to articulate and being able to share ideas and concepts in a way that's just very understandable. I've wished I could be more like other people that don't have those struggles. When I was married, my husband wished that I could be more articulate, which was just hard for me, as well as being able to manage my emotions. For me, it was impossible, and it just felt like part of who I was. I was an emotional person. When things feel like they are part of who you are, it feels mean when others are expecting you to change, especially when you're trying to do as much as you can or trying as hard as you can. I've thought on many occasions that if I had the same abilities as someone else, that it would just be so much easier to do some of the things I wanted to do or to have some of the things happen that other people seem to have happen. When I started learning about the be-do concept, I started realizing that people think in opposite ways, and it's because of these different focuses that they have developed some of these strengths. Let me explain. As a do thinker, I have always been able to get things done. It's something I'm good at, and to some people, that may seem like a superpower, because not everyone can just do things the same way I do. However, I've struggled with having enough time to get things done, because it takes time to get things done, and because of my focus on doing, that's a struggle for me. But other people struggle with energy, and that really hasn't been an issue for me. Because when you're doing things for other people and you're getting things done, that energizes you. It gives you energy. And I love it. That's one of the keys of do thinking. And once you have that ability to focus just on what you're trying to do, you'll find energy is no longer an issue. You get energy from the happiness that comes from others when you do things for them. Do thinkers are really good at being able to create schedules and habits and routines that help them to manage their time, because for them, that's what it's about. They just don't feel like they have enough time. Well, bee thinkers, time is one of the things they don't worry about at all. I've always been really impressed with confidence that bee thinkers have and their ability to just do whatever they want, and it doesn't seem to matter. People walk around them and they're able to get things done. But because I'm always so worried about what other people think and all those kinds of things, I've struggled being able to have people do what I want them to do, or being able to have things happen that I just want. But that's where bee thinkers have a strength, and they know who they are. They're confident in that. They don't worry about time because that's not necessary in being. But as a bee thinker and focused on who they are and how they're trying to be, energy is the big deal. And they may look at those do thinkers and just think, how can you have all that energy? Well, it's because of a different focus. Do thinkers are focused on getting things done and all the things related to the do way of thinking, but bee thinkers are focused in a different direction. It's more about who they are and how they want to be. I wanted to be able to develop some of those different superpower abilities because they just seemed so amazing to me, but I didn't know how they did it. And I was, again, still focused in my do way. Well, there's also the different focuses of detailed and big picture thinking, and those are also combined with be and do thinking and part of what I teach. But it's also brings different skills and weaknesses depending on if you're focusing more on the details or if you're focused more on the big picture. As a detailed thinker, I love details. I love hearing them. It helps me understand people. And as I listen and just enjoy detailed conversations, I learn about people, and it's just fun. I might glean some things from the conversation that might be helpful to me, but they don't zap me of energy because I'm not overwhelmed by them, and it's just something I enjoy. But what I don't have is the big picture way of thinking, or at least I didn't have it at the beginning, because I couldn't be concise and I couldn't sum things up and get to my point really quickly. And if you're a big picture thinker, then that's your strength. It's easier to be able to do that, to know what you're trying to say and to organize the information. Where for me, just having so many details, it's really hard to organize them into a way to explain them and to be able to get all those details across. But these focuses are things that come naturally to us. We've probably been born with them in some way and developing them from the time we were super young. For me, doing has always been easy. I've just always had that ability to just go and do things. I was expected to do things in my home, and I could easily see why my parents wanted me to do those things. And so, you know, if there was a reward or a prize, I could just do it. And I wondered why some of my siblings had a hard time with doing the things that to me seemed really easy. But for bee thinkers, it's not easy to just go do something, because for them, they would have to completely change who they are to do anything. And that's just not the way it is when you're focused in a do thinking way. I've also struggled with being able to manage my emotions. I've always been a crier, and in fact, as a young girl, I learned that crying could actually get me some of the things I wanted. Getting out of speeding tickets or getting sympathy that I needed and felt I wanted. But it also affected me when I would listen to a spiritual song. And when I was really frustrated or upset about something, and I couldn't always control all of the emotions I had. However, that's a skill that bee thinkers have. They're really aware of emotions because it's part of being. It's part of being the person they want to be. And so that's something they've been working on since the time they were really young, to be able to be how they want to be. And probably emotional isn't what they were thinking. But because these things are so easy for us in the things that are strengths, sometimes it's easy to expect that other people can do or be the same way that we can. I always thought that it was easy to do things, so I expected that it should be easy for other people to do things as well. Bee thinkers easily assume that since it's easy to manage emotions and feelings, that other people should be able to do the same thing. Whatever those things that are easy for you, And probably it's something that you've been doing or being your whole entire life, but you may have expected that it was easy and other people should be able to do those same things. But the problem is, because most people don't know about these different ways of thinking, and because we think so oppositely, that sometimes we have these unrealistic expectations, not just of what other people should be able to do, but also what we should be able to do. And most of the time, we don't have those same kind of focuses. So it is not going to be as easy for us to do the same things as other people. And I really think this is important. So people aren't berating themselves for what they can't do, but realizing that they come from a different focus and they can be taught. But first, we need to understand the differences in the different ways we think. And that's why I'm trying to share this concept. I just really think it's important that we understand that we need to be kind to ourselves and to others. And to be kind to others means not expecting the impossible from them or from ourselves. And realizing that what we think is kindness is usually based on what we think is easy. But it can actually be really hard for other people to live up to, and we can't put that in our definition of kind. For example, my husband had his skill of being able to manage his emotions. We'll just kind of go with those two for right now. It was really easy for him. So because it was easy, kindness is managing your emotions when you're around other people. He didn't ever want to be emotional or get out of control in any kind of argument or discussion because it just wasn't kindness to get out of control that way. But for me, because managing my emotions wasn't something I was good at, and I was more focused on why they're crying, kindness for me was not being worried about if they cry or if they get emotional when they're trying to say something, but what is it they're crying about? Why are they upset? Is there something I could do that could help them to not feel the same way they're feeling? And so I always thought it was mean when my husband would leave because I was getting emotional, and he would think it was so unkind when I was just getting emotional and I wouldn't just get to my point, which was also something that he could do. It was just really frustrating between the two of us because we didn't understand these different ways of thinking. And I didn't understand that doing was so hard for him. And he didn't understand that being was so hard for me. What we also don't expect is to do what the other person wants can somehow feel like you're expecting perfection. For me, if I was never gonna get upset and just always be in control of my emotions, I imagined I would be having to be perfect because that didn't even seem possible for me. But understanding these differences in thinking, I've been able to change some of my expectations of others, as well as to be kinder to myself when others may expect something that I'm just not good at yet. It's not a flaw in me, but it's because I haven't had the focus that would help me to develop that strength. When I first learned that my husband couldn't do things the way I thought he should be able to, it was really frustrating. I couldn't ask him to do things for me or expect him to change anything when I was changing tons of things for him. But I did care about him, and I didn't want to be expecting something that was impossible. Being frustrated about something you can't change in others just hurts you. And to expect that other people can have the same kinds of superpower strengths that you do, because that's what it seems like when you don't have those abilities, just really isn't kind. It just hurts relationships. So instead of trying to change him or wishing he was different, I realized I needed to just accept him for who he was, including what was easy for him and what was hard for him, and just work on myself and try to be the best me I could be. I started to look at those differences differently. I used to just be frustrated that he didn't have those same kinds of superpower abilities that I had and seemed so easy for me. But instead, I realized that our strengths and our weaknesses were exactly opposite each other. It seemed that everything I was good at, like getting things done and being able to focus and tune things out so I could figure out the best plan or figure out what we needed, working with all those details, or things that I just thought we should do, and he needed all the reasons and the background to do it. He couldn't just do the same way I did. But my husband had all these other strengths that I didn't have, like being able to see the big picture, being able to explain to our children why they needed to obey, or being able to see ideas that I didn't even see or would never have even thought of. He didn't get emotional. He was so good at being able to control his emotions. And I mean, I really wish sometimes he would get frustrated so we could work some of the stuff that we had out. But being able to manage his emotions and wanting to let me be able to be okay with my emotions was actually a strength that he had. And at the time, I didn't appreciate it and it wasn't helpful. But as I started to recognize his strengths and realizing that they were all the things that I didn't have, and it made me just really appreciate the strengths he had. And I realized that I probably couldn't have met a more perfect person to be married to, because between the two of us, we had all of the strengths. It was amazing. And it helped me to not be so frustrated with him all the time and just appreciate his strengths more. I began to recognize how I could use his big picture perspective and how I could ask for help because he could see things that I didn't see. It helps to avoid a lot of problems and frustrations when you value the other person's strengths. And you don't have to have those strengths to be able to benefit from someone that you care about and their abilities. It also helped me to want some of those abilities and strengths. And so I started to try to manage my emotions and should not be upset all the time and to just be able to be and not have to do all the time. That was really hard for me. But it came as I was recognizing the different focus and I started to try to focus in those different ways. And there's been so many good benefits that have come from learning how to think in an opposite way. It's helped me to develop some of those superpower strengths that I was weak in before. I think that when you're appreciating and valuing those strengths, instead of just comparing and being frustrated that you can't do everything that you'd like or be the way you want, it actually can help lead you to developing some of those superpower strengths, especially as you're learning how to think in those different ways. I also think that working with someone who has those strengths that you may be weak in can help you in learning how to focus in those ways, to focus in the be or the focus in the do way, or to focus more in a very big picture, holistic way, or being able to see the details and how those things can be important. I think when we're willing to be patient with ourselves and with others and recognize that these are different strengths, it can help us to be more kind and to be more understanding and to be able to help develop these strengths in ways that, you know, nobody would expect you to be able to be a great tennis player or some great Olympic gymnast. You know, it takes some effort and it takes some time. And when we realize these differences that most of us have developed from the time we were young, that not everybody has those superpower strengths, because that's how it feels if you haven't been developing them. But hopefully this podcast has actually helped you realize that you probably have some superpower strengths that other people don't have. And that's a reason to feel good about yourself, to recognize that you have abilities that other people may not have, but also to be kind when other people don't have those same skills that you may have. Any kind of ability that other people have that you don't has been developed because of the focus that they have, Because of their focus, they developed these strengths. And it takes focusing and letting go of your own way of thinking to learn some of these different ways of thinking. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. And it certainly makes sense to me why people can believe they're impossible or making them feel like they have to change who they are, because that's how I felt too. I didn't think it was possible to learn some of these different abilities, but it's been in changing my focus that's made it possible. I'm definitely not perfect, but I am learning, and it's helped me so much in being able to gain more confidence, to have more of these skills. And I think to be more kind and a little less judgmental when people don't have those abilities. It really isn't kind to expect people to do things that they don't feel are possible. And hopefully, if you don't change anything at all, just having an awareness of these differences can help you to be kinder to yourself when you're not able to live up to the expectations of other people. But also when you're trying to get along with someone else who has their own weaknesses in a relationship. I can imagine after listening to this podcast, you might be thinking, okay, cool, I'm going to help them know about this concept so they can start learning and changing. And I do think it's okay to tell them about the concept. And of course, if they want to learn some of these differences so that they can become strengths, that's great. But this podcast is for you and to be able to help you to make weaknesses into strengths. Sometimes I still get a little hurt or frustrated when people just expect that I can manage my emotions perfectly, or people laugh at how many times I've been trying to write this book and I'm still not done with it. I'm getting close. And I'm sure it would have been a lot easier for those people. However, and this will make me get just a little emotional, but God gave this concept to me. And I believe that sometimes God gives us impossible and overwhelming things so that we can develop our weaknesses and make them into strengths, because it's only with God's help that we can do that. And I'm so grateful that I'm learning and it is getting better and I'm being able to be more articulate and to be able to sum things up and say what I've been learning, because that is definitely a strength I didn't have before. If anyone is interested in getting some help in learning these different ways of thinking, it is something I love to do, mentoring, speaking, and sharing this concept so that people can get along better with others. You can improve your relationships and be able to get on the same page easier, but also so that you can better be who you want to be and do what you want to do, knowing these different focuses that can help you to develop these kinds of strengths and abilities, and to be able to love yourself in ways that will really help you to be able to move forward. For any of that information, you can find that on my website at lindykerby.com. That's LindyKerby.com. Thanks so much again for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope you're enjoying these weekly podcasts. If you have any questions or would like more information on a certain topic, I'd love to share some of those things with you. And if you know someone who could use this podcast or episode, I hope you'll share it with them. Again, thanks so much for listening. I'm Lindy Kerby, and we'll talk with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.